Sean Mize here, and welcome to the introduction to building your complete guru or expert level online business. And what I'm going to do in this teaching, in this training, is I am going to kind of set the stage for you. The first thing that I'm going to do is share with you exactly what your online business is going to contain, all of the parts that are necessary to operate a complete professional, expert level, or guru level online business. And just the very first thing that I'm going to do is give you the elements of that business. I'm going to share with you how my training differs from a lot of the other information marketing business training out there, why my approach is different, why I personally believe that it allows you to build a bigger business faster. And I'm going to go through each of the reasons for that and share with you how I set up my funnel and how I'm going to teach you very specifically how to set up your funnel. And then I'll give you an overview of the order in which I'm going to teach you the things in this program. So let's go ahead and get started. I believe there's five elements to operating a guru level or expert level online business. I believe the very first element is that you must position yourself as an expert. In today's online environment, in just about every niche out there, there's hundreds or even thousands of people, probably in your niche, that are claiming to teach very similar or the same things that you teach. And in order for you to garner a reasonable percentage of the business, you must present yourself as being an expert or the expert, or not necessarily need to position yourself as the guru or even a guru, but certainly positioning yourself as an expert that people would want to learn from. The next element is that I believe that every comprehensive online business, information business, should include a coaching program of some kind at some level. And here's why. There's several reasons. Obviously, one of those reasons is that a coaching program will allow you to impact people's lives at a deeper level than just creating products, and it will also generate additional revenue for you. And if you try to operate an information business without the coaching, you generally do, my experience says, about 50% of the total business. However, there's another reason why operating and having a coaching program is so important. And that's because if you have a coaching program, then people generally believe that you are indeed an expert or a guru. And as a result, they buy more of your home study courses, entry-level products, and your continuity program, whether or not they enroll in your coaching program. So even if someone doesn't invest in the coaching program, they still buy more of everything else because they respect you because you have a coaching program. And then the other elements of your guru expert level business are you need a home study course, you need entry-level products, you need a continuity program where you're charging people a monthly fee in exchange for some level of access to you or teaching from you, not necessarily access. It's really not designed to be coaching as much as it is designed to be something that they receive on a monthly basis and then obviously pay for on a monthly basis. Okay, and I also believe that you need to have a clear progression for new subscribers. So if somebody comes onto your list today, that there's a very specific path that they go down. And so as I go through this program, I'll teach you what to include to make that happen. But there'll be credibility elements. There'll be the very first offer that they're exposed to. And the truth of the matter is that whether they purchase or not the first offer, is really not the most important thing, because only a certain percentage are going to buy any offer that you offer. However, the first offer, the first things that they see from you, and it's certainly the first sales offer where you ask them for money, that is going to set the stage for how they perceive you forever and ever. And so what that means is, just one quick example. This will be an exaggerated example on both sides of the board. However, in the course of this program, I'm going to teach you how to use this concept. Okay, let's just contrast if the very first offer they see from you is for a $7 pamphlet versus a $10,000 training program. You know, if the very first thing that they see from you is a $7 pamphlet, somewhere in their mind, they're going to recognize you as being worth $7. You know, you may have products that have higher price tags than that, but you're always going to fight in their own psychological mind the fact that you offer your help for $7. Whereas if the first thing that they see from you is a $10,000 training program, whether they buy it or not, the anchor, the price anchor that's going to be in their mind is that you're worth $10,000. What that allows you to do in the future is that anything that you offer that has a price tag of less than $10,000 now becomes a bargain. You can have a $5,000 or $2,000 training program that is now a bargain. Whereas if you've presented yourself as being worth $7, okay, then you're fighting an uphill battle. And I'm gonna talk to you more about the sales funnel of psychology, but I just simply wanted to give you an exaggerated example of what has to happen, or help you understand the idea that there has to be a clear and planned progression for new subscribers. Okay. Next, I'd like to share with you how my training differs from a lot of the other information marketing training out there, and even differs from what the way that I used to teach information marketing. Okay. And I'll share with you what others do, what I used to do, and why we did it, and why I believe that the way that I share with you now is different. Okay. Most trainings, including my older trainings, start at the very beginning with usually not a really clear path to where the business is going to go in the long run. So let me just, I think the easiest way to do this, to explain this to you, is to give you an example. So the example would be, most training, my training in the past, you know, we would start with saying, okay, obviously identify your niche, et cetera, but once that's identified, okay, you've got to create a squeeze page so that you can build subscribers. The subscribers come onto your list, you ask them what you want, you create the first product, whether that's a $7 pamphlet or a $37 book. When they buy that, you ask them what else they want, you create a $97 training, you create a $497 training, you create a $2,000, a $5,000. So you're moving up, and then the whole idea with this is, you know, we consider that a stair-stepped funnel. We're building it, obviously, from the beginning as a stair-stepped funnel. And the idea with this is that the resistance is least for a free gift at the very beginning for someone to become a subscriber. And then after that, the next least resistance is buying something low-ticket versus high-ticket. And then once they've bought that, then those become our prospects for our next product up, our $97 product up. And so on. Okay, now, what happens with that? In theory, it's great. I mean, that's how I built my business. And in fact, I think that a lot of people teach that because that's how they built their business. That's how I built my business. I built my business from the bottom up, one product at a time, adding it over time. Now, if I were to create a brand new business today, and when I work with my highest level clients, when I work with people like you that are in this program, I teach a different way to do it. And if I were to start something brand new, in fact, when I go into a new sub niche today, okay, I do it very similarly to how I'm going to teach you. Okay. And before I get into that, let's talk about what happens when you just keep, when you build without this clear purpose of where you're going and just adding on and adding on and adding on. What happens is the result is that you end up with a mishmash of different products. That, sure, that different people want, but those products don't always fit into your core purpose because you're simply building the next product that you think you can sell rather than building a product line that actually fits into your purpose. What also can tend to happen is that you have an incomplete funnel. So you've created products as there's demand for them, but in the long run, what happens is a new subscriber comes in, you've got 7 products, inevitably you're missing something that people need, okay, until you have multiple products. And so it's a long time before you really have what everybody needs or everybody in your niche necessarily needs that might come on in order to be able to meet their needs. So there's always these holes. There's like this feeling of having an incomplete funnel. And I was there. It took me almost 5 years to build out my entire funnel. And I wish I knew when I started what I knew now, because I would have built it differently and I would have been able to meet many more needs much, much faster. Okay. As a result of having an incomplete funnel, you're not able to direct people efficiently to move from point A to point B to point C. You're just kind of always tagging on to the back end. And what happens is that your clients tend to get, in my experience, they get incomplete results. And you can probably see that. If you have incomplete training, then the results that people are going to get is going to be incomplete results. And what happens is, for you personally, you're building a business like that. Maybe you feel like this now. You've built the squeeze page. You've built the first product. You're driving a little bit of traffic. Maybe you have a couple of products, but the fit's just not there. You're not fulfilling your ultimate purpose. What happens is, frankly, in my experience, most people just simply give up on building a business like that. Okay? I approach this differently. I approach building the business different. Again, I started out the same, that exact way when I work with clients now and when I launch something brand new of my own in a brand new niche. What I do is now I start with a long-term goal. So rather than saying, hey, how can I get subscribers onto my list is the first step, and then, hey, what can I sell them? Now I'm thinking, what's the long-term goal? What do I want this business to look like 1 year from now? What do I want it to look like 5 years from now? And so, obviously, in the course of this training, I'm going to very specifically guide you and take you by the hand and help you determine what your business is going to look like. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example here. This isn't designed to be what yours is going to look like, but if you like it, then run with it. Okay, but that long-term goal might be, okay, 5 years from now or a year from now, I want to have a business that has a high-end coaching program. I want a lower-end coaching program. I want 2 home study courses, and I want 5 products that kind of augment all of this, okay? And then I want subscribers coming in that can be exposed to all of this. So the big picture is this long term, this is where I want to go, okay? And I'll tell you, the really easy thing to do when you have this long term plan, let's just say that, we have a 1 year plan, and we say in 1 year we're going to have 2 coaching programs, 2 home study courses, and 5 products. Okay, that's 2 and 2 and 5. We have basically 9 items that we want to launch over the course of the year. We could maybe imagine taking a couple months to set things in motion, and then each month for the next 9 months, we launch something. Maybe the first month we launch a coaching program, the second month we launch a home study course, the third month we launch a product, the fourth month we launch our second coaching program, and so on. Okay, so we have this master plan that says, okay, this is where I'm going, like it or not, this is what I'm going to create, and then I'm going to be able to present this to people that come through my funnel. And so what happens here is that my experience is you tend to get much better results because you're focusing on the big picture rather than just adding something on. So, if we could just take maybe a real-world example, let's just say that you're a cook or a chef and you're going to make a new dish. Would you start by taking one ingredient and saying, okay, I'm going to make a dish that contains this ingredient, and you put that ingredient in and go, what could I add to that? And, okay, I put another ingredient in and say, well, what could I add to that? Okay, that probably wouldn't get you where you wanted to go. However, if you said, okay, I'm going to make a soup or I'm going to make a goulash, okay, now we know what you're going to make in the long run. You say, okay, what ingredients can I put in? Okay, I'm going to put this in and this in and this in. And then you go out and you purchase or you obtain each one of the ingredients that you need. You put it in and you make it. Okay, you're not guessing what the next stage is going to be. The exact same thing when you're building your business out. If you have this long-term plan, it's really easy to go step by step and get there. Okay. Now, what I recommend is that you always start with your coaching program. And I know this is totally contrary to so much else that you've probably heard before, maybe even from me, if you've been studying from me for a long time. You know, I've often advocated, hey, get a couple products out there and find out what people want and then create your coaching program. What I do now, what I have my clients do, is start with the coaching program. And here's why. Because we all know that the coaching program is the most effective way to get results for people. Okay, so in your niche, if you create a coaching program where total instructions, A to Z, and some hand-holding, they've got access to you, that's their best bet, their best opportunity to get results in spending time with you. Okay, whereas if they just purchase a product, ebook or an MP3, they just purchase a product, they're going to learn one piece of what you have to offer, but they're not going to be able to get the total results. Okay. Now, okay, here's why. Let me dig into a little bit more. Okay, obviously, I'm a big believer in the fact that, first of all, when you get, let's say you have 1,000 subscribers come onto your list, and you, let's just contrast that to offering a few products. You have a few people that buy this product, a few people that buy that product. They get results in that one area, but it doesn't really change their life. It really doesn't, you know, the entire package hasn't been impacted as a result of them getting that one product. But if you bring in, say, 1,000 subscribers to your list, and sure, maybe only a few people join your coaching program instead of multiple people purchasing a product, what's going to happen is, even though it's just the few people that join that coaching program, because of the fact that it's A to Z, because of the fact they're getting access to you, they're going to get results. And if they get results, okay, a couple of things happen. Number one, I mean, you have people talking about you that you've gotten people results. Number two, you see that you're getting results. It builds your own confidence. And number three, because of the fact that you're getting results, you can confidently believe in yourself that you really are an expert or a guru. Okay? And on down the road, those individuals may indeed purchase products over time anyhow. Okay? Whereas if you start with products, it usually takes people a long time to get the full results. They got to buy their first product from you. They got to buy the second one, the third one. Okay, now, in terms of revenue, I find that if you have, let's just say, 1,000 subscribers come in and a few people purchase your coaching program, if it's priced right, you make more money from a few people in your coaching program than you do multiple people purchasing your product. So even from a financial perspective, you're still better off with the coaching program. Okay, there's a few different reasons. I kind of spell them all out. Okay, I personally believe that what I've just given you, I believe that that's the biggest, that's the most important reason, but I want to give you a few more that you can kind of tag on. I want you to fully believe in this concept of launching a coaching program first. And by the way, if you're thinking that it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, it's a lot harder than creating a product, I don't think it is, and I'm going to teach you step by step how to do it. I've seen people design and launch coaching programs faster than they could design and launch a product. And let me just give you one hint. One of the reasons for that is that with a coaching program, you don't have to produce any of the content until your first client signs up. And the reason for that is because until your first client signs up, you don't know what they need. Okay? Whereas with a product, if you're going to launch, let's say, a six-hour training program, you're going to sit down and record 6 hours of training before you can offer it for sale. Whereas with a coaching program, all you really need is an outline, a promise that, hey, I am going to be able to teach you these things, okay? And then once they enroll, then you either get them on the phone or then you begin to create the lessons based on what they need. Okay? So a coaching program is actually easier and faster to launch than a product, okay? If you start at the bottom, sometimes it takes months to create that first training program. So let's say you create a $37 or $97 product. They take you 2 or 3 months to create it. You got to go out there and do market research and figure out what you're going to teach on and then actually physically sit down and teach for 3 hours, 6 hours, whatever the case is, recording the material. Okay, when you don't have feedback from individuals, that can take months. Whereas for the coaching program, literally, you can outline it. You present people literally one-on-one if necessary. I mean, if you don't have a lot of subscribers, all you need is one person that needs your help, okay? They need your help. You say, hey, I can help you in the course of the next 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 14 weeks. We'll get on the phone. whether it's a small group or it's one individual, and I'm going to help you step by step exactly what you need, whatever it is that you need. And the beautiful thing about that is you have feedback when you're creating. In other words, if you're creating a product, you don't have any feedback. You have no idea if what you're saying makes sense. Whereas if you're coaching somebody, you teach them for 45 minutes, and at the end of the teaching, you say, hey, does all of that make sense? Okay? If it didn't, they're going to say, well, everything made sense except for, you know, maybe they took notes. They say, you know, point four, it just didn't make sense. Can you explain that to me differently? And so then what happens is you know when you get off that coaching call that people understand. Okay, now, the beautiful thing is that if you're recording those coaching sessions, now you can use those recordings as the trainings in a home study course or in a product, and you know that they're complete because people have had an opportunity to ask you questions to clarify things. Okay. The third reason, okay, so the two reasons, I didn't enumerate. The first one is that, you know, the first reason is it can take months before you're able to get that first product created. The second reason is that if you start with a coaching program, you can literally have your first client in a week or two or 30 days, okay? The third reason is that a coaching program, in my opinion, is the natural best progression for an optimal funnel anyhow, okay? And here's why. A traditional sales funnel, okay, with a traditional sales funnel, we kind of alluded to this earlier, you know, maybe you have a free item, then a 37, then a 97, or 497, and 2,000, and 10,000. Okay, now, that's effective. That's an effective sales process, but it's time-consuming, and here's why. If somebody buys $37 product, they're not going to buy but some people do, but I mean, on average, you got to look at the big picture, people consume the product. Then after they've consumed it, they like it, they want to learn more, then they come back and buy the next one. That can take 1 to 6 months before the second sale occurs. Same thing. They buy the $97 product. Now it's 1 to 6 months before they buy the next one. Now, I'm excluding hyper responders. You've heard that term before. It's the person that comes onto your list. They buy one thing. They listen to it today. They come back. They buy something else tomorrow. They buy something else the next day. Okay. And, you know, the bottom line is those people exist. They will drive a portion of your profits and your revenue, okay? And in fact, some would even say you build the business to those individuals, okay? Again, you're starting from scratch, so you're not going to have 15 products for them to buy the first month anyhow, okay? So you're going to have a hard time meeting the needs of the hyper-responder anyhow the very first month, okay? And secondly, if you have a coaching program, you're better able to meet the needs of that hyper-responder anyway because they can agree to make monthly payments in exchange for getting monthly training from you. That's the way that they can get the most information from you. The average normal individual is going to buy product one, sit on it for a month to 6 months, buy product two, sit on it for a month to 6 months, and continue over time. Now, you know, I've done that for years. Okay, many other marketers do that, and it's highly profitable. When somebody comes in as a subscriber, it's cost to me to get them as a subscriber, and over the course of 3 years, their lifetime value to me is much higher than what I invested. There's a profit. Okay, but it takes time for that profit to occur. Now, if you're a large-scale business, heavy funding, you can allow that time to occur. It's a great model. Okay, and in fact, it's an easy model if you have, you know, a big company and you want things to be really simple. The simple model is they buy the first one, then you get them to buy the second one, and so on. But you know, for an entrepreneur, you know, a one-man, one-woman shop, you're running your business, you know, you want to do some dollar value out of your home without a lot of employees, you know, maybe with an assistant, maybe with some outsourcing, but for the most part, you want to run this business by yourself, okay? You're not going to invest, you know, a lot of money into it initially. You might invest in some training, invest in some traffic, you know, but you don't have a $300,000 budget to fund things while you're waiting for people to make that second purchase, okay? The monetization is really, really low initially if people are purchasing your first product for $37 and then waiting 6 months to buy the second one. Okay, again, you've got some hyper responders in there if you even get the second product out there. Okay, now remember, I believe it's faster to create the coaching program and get it out there than the first product anyway. And if your first sale is a coaching program with a monthly guarantee, as opposed to a $37 product, then your revenue on your first sale is greater anyway with the coaching program. Okay? Now, with an entrepreneur, if you are able to get people into your highest level program initially, then your income stream is much higher initially. Okay, now, the solution to this is, now obviously we're predicating all of this with starting out with a coaching program. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to make it really easy. In fact, if you haven't been exposed to that part of my training in the past, you will be amazed at how easy I make launching your coaching program. And we'll get into that shortly, not on this training. Okay. What I do, many of the most profitable marketers do, and what I'm going to teach you how to do, is create a reverse funnel in your business. Okay. So I'm going to give you a scaled down version of this reverse funnel. So earlier we talked about having 9 offerings, a couple coaching programs, a couple home study courses, and some products, etc. I'm just going to give you a 4-unit funnel right here. You can add anything you want into it, though. Okay, so imagine that we have a coaching program, we have a home study course, we have a monthly continuity, and we have a product. And we can have multiple of each of these. So the psychology that happens here, if you offer the coaching program first, and anybody that's financially able and is willing to invest in a coaching program with you invests initially, okay, so let's say 1% of your prospects, and I'm not saying that 1% is a good or a bad number. Really, a lot of it depends on how we define a prospect. Is a prospect someone who's a subscriber? Is a prospect someone who is a subscriber but has raised their hand in some way? So let's just say that some small percentage enroll in your coaching program. And what happens is the inverse of that number is people that did not invest in your coaching program initially. So let's say 1% of prospects invest in your coaching program. 99% say no, thank you. However, like I mentioned earlier, the psychology is already set up that those individuals believe that you're worth whatever you're charging for your coaching program. They may not trust you enough yet to invest in it. They may not be willing to invest those dollars yet because, especially if they're first coming into your funnel, they don't know and trust you yet. However, when they're presented with your home study course that has perhaps a lower price tag, probably has a lower price tag than your coaching program, okay, now perhaps their belief level in you is at the level of your coaching program, but their trust level's not. Maybe their trust level will swing for the home study course. Okay, and so what happens is, if you can imagine this continuing to happen, so percentage of people invest in your coaching program, the people that don't, you present them with your home study course. A percentage of those people invest in your home study course. A larger percentage don't. Those people you present with your monthly continuity program. Okay, a small percentage of those people invest in your continuity. A larger percentage don't. Those people you present to them your product. Okay, now this allows us to hit everyone at every price level and trust level. Okay, so you start with the people that would have the highest trust in you and would invest at the highest price, and you make that offer first. Okay, so let's give one example. Let's say that somebody comes into your list, they were a referral from somebody that's worked with you in the past, their trust level is high. Their income level is such that they could afford what your highest level program. However, if you were to offer them your lowest level product first, they want to buy something from you today. The only thing they see is a $37 book. What do? They buy that. Okay, now, they generally aren't going to upgrade to the coaching program until they have finished consuming the book. And really, offering that product first, a lot of times, again, kind of going back to why we don't want to do that, offering that product first, a lot of times it hinders you. Because they buy that product, now they won't buy anything else, unless they're a hyper responder, they won't buy anything else until they finish consuming the first one. Okay, it's just kind of like if, you know, we go to a restaurant, and this may be a lousy example, but just off the top of my head, we go to the restaurant, and let's say that there's several courses, okay, and you know, let's just say that we're not accustomed to ordering the next course until we finish the first one. Okay, and so if we go to a restaurant and they just load too much on the plate and we don't get through it and we're stuffed, and we've only eaten half of what's on our plate, and they come and say, hey, would you like dessert? You know, I've done it before. You've probably done it before. We say, oh, my goodness, I couldn't even eat all this. I don't have any room left for dessert. Okay, And that's sort of what's happening here when they buy your first product. I mean, let's face it, most people don't go through your entire product anyway. You know, I know that I purchase things and don't go through all of them. You've probably done it before. Your clients are the same way. They buy your three-hour initial training program. They listen to the first hour. They get interrupted. They never go back to it. They may not ever buy again until they finish it. Okay? Whereas with offering that coaching program first, you're able to capture people who have the trust level and the disposable income to make that coaching purchase. Now, anybody else that's not doesn't have that trust level, they can just eventually purchase something else. But this can happen very, very quickly. You can present the first item, the second item, the third item, the fourth item, literally in 4 weeks, and possibly have people enroll with you at all four of those levels. Whereas if you start at the beginning level, offering people the 37, the 97, the 497, the 5,000, once again, you know, not to kind of continue to harp on this issue, but the idea that it can take a year or two to go through that funnel, whereas if you flip it, you'll have people enrolling the very first month at all four, and hopefully at the highest level, their trust will allow them to invest in. Okay, once again, and I'm going to teach you in much more detail as we go through this program how to do it. The coaching program, once again, is the easiest thing to create first because all you need is an outline before you have to sell it. You don't have to create it. The home study course can literally be the recordings from your first coaching program, so you don't even have to sit down and record your home study course. You just record the live coaching interactions. Okay, that's your home study course. Your continuity program on down the road can literally be excerpted from your coaching program, and then every single time that they receive some of the continuity information, you'll let them know that if they'd like to upgrade and get all of your information, they can just upgrade to the coaching program. Your products can, by the time you get to your products, I'd love to see you do standalone recordings, but hey, let's face it, you could also create standalone products from coaching recordings. I've done that before. Okay, and I'm going to teach you how to do that. I'm also going to teach you how to create standalone products. The bottom line is that if you start out with a coaching program, like I'm going to teach you to do, you'll easily, by default, you'll be creating your home study course and parts of your continuity program. And at the same time as you're offering that coaching, you're going to be developing the confidence to go ahead and create your product. Okay, so that's the introduction. That is the psychology behind the way that I'm going to teach you. Okay, now having done that, what I want to do now is give you kind of a rough outline. Now, as I'm putting these lessons together, as I'm literally launching them out to you, I may tweak this a little so that something doesn't go in the exact order that I'm going to give you right now. Okay, this is the current plan. However, based on, you know, hey, your feedback, based on people's response and speed at implementing these things, you know, I may find that some part of this is too much too early. I may find that it's not timed right, and I'll flip it around, okay? And so you may not see that everything's in the exact order that I'm going to give you right now, but it's going to pretty much follow this, okay? The very first thing that we're going to do, obviously we could think of what we've just done as the very first thing, but the next thing that we're going to work on is mindset. So the next training that you're going to receive is going to be mindset training from me. Okay, now, in the past, I've put the mindset at the end of my programs. What inevitably happens, and my guess is that a lot of others have done the same thing. You know, people will study my programs for 13 weeks, 20 weeks, whatever. They're, you know, even in the course of the program, they're asking me, hey, how can you get so much done? How do you stay so motivated? And I keep telling them, well, I'm going to get to that. It's going to come later. Then when I finally release it to them, sometimes they've been struggling to implement everything I taught. You know, 13 weeks, 20 weeks down the road, I finally teach them the mindset material, and all of a sudden, their productivity goes through the roof. And they go, wow, I wish I'd have known this earlier. And so what I've decided for this program is I'm just going to front load the mindset material. Here's my recommendation. Study the mindset material. Allow yourself to allow that to kind of soak in. And when I call it mindset, it's really an umbrella for a few things. It's an umbrella for my method of time management. I call it action management. I focus on priorities rather than time. Okay, my mindset, my clarity of purpose, that's all kind of going under this umbrella of what I'm loosely calling a mindset. Okay, but this is going to be concise training so that to help you get into that mindset that I'm in that allows me to be so productive. Now, what I'm going to recommend is that you implement as much of it as you possibly can when you listen to it the first time, but then maybe 10 weeks down the road, come back to it and ask yourself, am I missing something from this mindset? Now that I have some of the implementation, is there something I can do to even speed more of this up? Okay? So that's the next thing that we're going to do. Once we've done the mindset training, then we are going to focus on funnel planning. Now, I'm also going to throw in for those of you, so obviously this is a training that goes out to multiple people, okay? And my guess is that most of you know what your niche is going to be, your expertise, your guruship. You know what it's going to be. You want me to help you build that out, okay? For those of you who don't know, you're still struggling with, do I do this or do that, I am going to give you some teaching to show you what to pick, okay? Because, I mean, if you haven't picked your niche yet, you have to. But for those of you that have already picked it, you'll just be able to skip that training, and I'll make it very clear in the modules that, hey, if you don't need it, skip this. Okay. Then what we're going to do is we're going to plan out your entire funnel. I've given you a taste of it today. It's not going to be the same for everybody. I'm going to show you how you decide what that's going to be. But a lot of that planning is going to be asking yourself, where do you want to be 5 years from now, 12 months from now, and then back, you know, kind of backdating it to say, okay, if I'm going to be here in a year, this is what I need to have in 9 months, 6 months, 3 months. We're just going to plan out your entire funnel. So that's the next thing we're going to do. Once we've done the funnel planning, okay, and this next element is something that I may switch around. I don't know that the order of this is necessarily important. Okay, these both need to occur. I'm going to teach you how to position yourself as an expert in your niche fairly quickly. When I say fairly quickly, I believe it can be done in just about any niche in 30 days. I'm going to teach you how to do this. Okay, now this is something that you're going to do in the course of implementing the other lessons, okay? So it's something I'm going to give you, but you're not going to be able to just snap your fingers and implement it. It's going to be something that you're going to implement over the course of the next month as you're doing the other implementation steps. Okay, so I want you to have it, so it's in the back of your mind so that you can implement it so that you'll have it there, okay? Then what we're going to do is, yes, we're going to start with your coaching program. We are going to outline and create your coaching program. I'm going to teach you how to deliver it, how to structure it, how to get it ready. Okay, then what we're going to do is we're going to focus on getting people into your prospect zone, okay, onto your subscriber list so that people become subscribers, they become prospects. And then I'm going to teach you two things. Number one, how to get people onto that list, okay, and I'm going to teach you how to take people that are prospects, that are subscribers, and move them from being a subscriber to being a client. And there's several different ways that you can do that. I'm going to teach you all of those ways so that you can choose which you use. I'm going to recommend what I recommend for you based on your circumstances, what's the best way to do it. Okay? You're going to begin enrolling people into your coaching program and begin teaching them through your coaching program and recording those sessions. Once you've done that, then you are going to begin working on your home study course, on additional products to sell, on a continuity program, et cetera, et cetera. And I will teach you at that point exactly how to do that, how to create the continuity program, how to create products, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? And then as we go in, once you have these things in place, then what we're going to do is we're going to work on how do we get people to buy more and more and more. How do we structure this in our email campaign? How do we sequentially move people from product one to product two to product three? How do we optimize? How do we split test? How do we test and tweak and track? And all of those things we're going to kind of build on to this big business that you're building. I'm going to show you how to plug all of those pieces in. Okay, folks, I believe that it certainly concludes everything that I have that I've put together in the outline of exactly what I want to share with you on this overview, and that's exactly what this is designed to be. It's to give you a clear picture of where we're going to go over the course of the next few months and what you are going to accomplish. One of the things I'm very, very good at is shortcutting things, showing you the easiest, fastest way for you to accomplish your goals, and that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to give you these things in the exact order that I believe will work best for you. As you implement these, then we'll continue to add additional pieces on so that your business is constantly growing, and then we'll add the advanced material so that we can start to test and track and tweak and adjust things so that in the long run, you've got a full business with a coaching program, a continuity program, products, a home study course, maybe multiple coaching programs, multiple home study courses, and you'll be able to kind of slice and dice is what I call it. You'll be able to say, okay, you know, I don't like the order. Let's move this product to number five and number five to number three. You'll be able to say, okay, let's just add another product in here in the middle. Let's add a different offering here. Let's split test this sales page. Let's focus on a different way to get traffic to this item, and we'll just be able to add all of those things on and build them over time. Okay, folks, that concludes the introduction, and I'm very excited for you to be in this program. You should be excited because of what you're going to learn. Hopefully, I've just given you a couple of aha moments, and as you're hearing those aha moments, you're already beginning to say, wow, I can see how fast I'm going to be able to make things happen. I look forward to working with you on the next training.